From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
And this is the end of the year. This is our Best of 2014 show.
In this show, we bring our favorite music, albums, artists, discoveries. What were we doing all year? I don't know. It went by so fast.
It went by very quickly.
I feel like it was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. We're starting the show with one of our favorite albums from the year. This is one of my picks. This is Chancha Via Circuito. The album's called Amansara. This is called Oaxaca. Okay, Chancha Via Circuito is an Alt Latino favorite. We've liked,
absolutely.
We've both really liked his music for a long time.
Yes, we discovered him with the album Rio Arriba, right?
That's right.
And, you know, his story is so cool. He is like from the outskirts of Buenos Aires. He used to come into the city as a DJ, to work as a DJ. And he'd take this really long train ride on this train that is commonly known as La Chancha, because it looks like a big pig that's just trudging into the city. He fuses a lot of folk and traditional Andean, Amazon, South American, river plate sounds with electronic. The result is just this really beautiful. And I think this album is a little different, though, because it sounds a little more dark and industrial, wouldn't you say?
I would say yes. And it's something that I really enjoyed listening to. I listened to this album quite a bit this year. And as we talk about the albums that we listen to this year in this show, I think we have to do a disclaimer that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Well, it's our favorite.
Some of our favorites.
You know, best. That's such a subjective term. I mean,
it's exactly. That's
you
what
know?
I'm trying
and
to
that's
say.
Why listeners should, don't write in and say that's not the best album. I mean, write in and tell us what your favorite albums and singers were. And you can leave us a comment on our website, npr.org/altlatino.
So with that out of the way, we're going to continue with some more music. Next up is Ceci Bastida and her album En la Edad de la Violencia. And this is another album that we both really liked a lot this year.
I did.
This track is called Cuando Te Tenga.
Sé que te voy a ver acá, siento que en camino vas. Cuando llegues aquí, reconocerás y yo me trataré de ocultar. Soy a la que vienes a ver, soy tu madre o tu mujer. Me has visto en el mar correr y correr, no puedes dejarme de ver. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperé. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperaré. Sé que es difícil de entender, no sé bien lo que debo hacer. Por la noche tendré que llegar a ti, te vas a acordar de mí. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperé. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperé. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperé. Cuando te tenga aquí, no te soltaré, sé que vienes por mí, aquí te esperaré.
I love this album. You know, how can I say this? There's something very expectant about it, very crescendoing and a little bit dark. And I think where this album found her in her life has a lot to do with it. She already had her baby.
Yes, long time ago.
Well, she was pregnant
exactly.
As she was writing this album. And, you know, she talks about, la era de la violencia, the era of violence.
The age of violence.
Sí. I imagine, you know, that's something that is going through your mind as you are, you know, delivering another human being into this world and you're looking at what this world looks like. You know, it's concerning.
Yeah, absolutely. When she was on Weekend All Things Considered earlier this year as a feature and they interviewed her, she talked about how this was a message to her unborn daughter. about how what to expect and Ceci's interpretation of what's going on in terms of the violence in Mexico, certainly, but also here in the United States, but also around the world. So I think it's one of the more important albums of the year in that it's a very artful, very well-developed and complex look at the state of things in the world.
It's something to be pondered, you know, to bring another life into this world.
And that's what this album does so very, very well. I also want to point out, too, that it's on Cosmica Records. And we want to wish Cosmica Records a 10-year birthday this year. Wow. They celebrated 10 years.
Another one of our favorite record
labels. Another one of our favorite labels. Never Lots of great artists on that on that label. Okay, now we're moving on to another female vocalist. This is one of my picks. They're all my picks so far.
Yeah, Felix, what the hell?
Okay. Another one of my picks, and then we have some of yours. We're evenly distributed.
It's a trap.
It's evenly distributed. This is one of my favorite singers. Her name is Gina Chavez. She's from Austin. She had an album out this year called Uprooted. It's her first full-length album. This is a track called Todo Cambia.
Cambia lo superficial, cambia también lo profundo, cambia el modo de pensar, cambia todo en este mundo, cambia el clima con los años, cambia el pastor su rebaño, y así como todo cambia, que yo cambie no es extraño. Cambio el nido, el pajarillo, cambio el sentir de un amante, cambio rumbo al caminante, aunque esto le cause daño, y así como todo cambia, que yo cambie no es extraño. Subsiste, cambio planta y se viste de verde la primavera, cambio pelaje en la fiera, cambio cabello el anciano, y así como todo cambia, que yo cambie no es extraño. Cambia, todo cambia. De mi pueblo y de mi gente, y lo que cambió ayer tendrá que cambiar mañana, y así como cambio yo en estas tierras lejanas. Pero no cambia mi amor
You were doing a selfie.
No, I'm not. I'm taking a picture of you, Felix. Hey, she sounds really different in this album.
I really like this record. It's her first full-length album, like I said. It's produced by one of my favorite producers and musicians, Michael Ramos, there in Austin. And I think it really captures her essence and her voice. I love her voice, obviously.
Yeah, but her voice, I remember first hearing her and thinking, she's very good. She's got a ways to grow, mm-hmm. you know? And in this album, it really feels like she's gotten to that sweet spot, you know?
That's one of the great things about doing the show is that we're able to keep track of these artists. I met her 5 years ago in Austin at South by Southwest. And like you said, watched her grow as an artist, watched her grow as a performer. And I think this is her fully realized vision. I think it's a strong, strong statement. It's one of my favorite records.
Are you going to let me share some of my records now?
Okay, you can go now.
I'm really glad that you started this conversation about artists that we watch grow and evolve. Kali Uchis is a Colombian singer who lives in the U.S. And she does not have a lot of material out. So at first I was a little bit hesitant to bring her as one of my favorites, but I got to tell you, the small stuff, sorry, ¿cómo se dice? Lo poco.
The few that she has. The little that she has.
The little that she has. Kali Uchis, it does not have a lot of stuff, you know, out there. But the few things that Kali Uchis has out have floored me. You know, I mean, I'm so intrigued and curious. And yes, she has got a ways to go. Yes, there's not a lot by her out there as much as I'd like. I mean, that's like my one complaint. I want to hear more from her.
It's a good complaint.
and she just floored me. Here is the song Real. Tell me what you think about me picking her as one of the best of the year.
I already like her.
You got the game fucked up, walking into my life, trying to switch everything all up. Something I can't define about you. Guess decay, yeah.
This was a year for Latin soul for you.
Yes. I started off the year listening to a lot of old Latin soul and jazz, getting really back into La Lupe. We did an awesome show about La Lupe, Queen of Latin Soul, getting really into Graciela.
From Machito's band Machito's, from the 40s.
Yeah. And so then what happened is I started getting really into these newer soul singers like Caliuchis, like the singer I'm going to play for you next, who are taking in that tradition. They're also taking a lot, obviously, from Billie Holiday, Erykah Badu, but also really taking in that Latin soul and R&B tradition. This is another artist who I'm really happy with my picks this year, because I feel like I didn't just go with artists that, you know, have some big record label behind them and are putting out a ton of material. I went with artists who are fairly new, fairly experimental, and that I just want to hear more from. And in that spirit, this is Puerto Rican artist Calma Carmona.
Okay, next up is an artist who is a well-established artist. In fact, he has not only won an Academy Award for one of his songs, he's also recently won the Latin Grammy for Record of the Year. This is Jorge Drexler from Uruguay.
Yes, this album, Bailar en la Cueva. You know, I stayed away from this album.
I noticed.
I was reluctant to get into an album from my parts of the world, you know, like from Argentina, Uruguay. And the reason is I do feel, and, you know, I hope this doesn't offend anyone, but I do feel like a lot of the music that has been coming out of that area, it just, it's a little bit stuck, you know, it's a little bit stuck in a pattern. It doesn't sound very interesting or new. It's like the same thing that we've been doing. So I guess I was a little reluctant. And then I did pick up this album. I finally listened to it on a train ride back home. And my mind was just blown away. And we talked about this on our show, that this album really hits the sweet spot in which it does sound a lot like something from Uruguay. It has a lot of candombe mixes. It has a lot of Rio Platense river plate beats, and like the vocal style feels very from the area. Feels comfortable and familiar, but it doesn't feel in any way mediocre or easy. You know, it is very challenging and it's new and it's a really good album. It doesn't feel like, oh yeah, I've heard this a million times before. One of my favorite songs is the title track, Bailar en la Cueva. And here's what I'm talking about. You can really hear some great candombe rhythms, very typical of relaxed vocal style of this region, of my region of the world. This is Bailar en la Cueva.
La idea es eternamente nueva. Cae la noche y nos seguimos juntando a bailar en la cueva. Bailar, 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 bailar. Bailar, 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 bailar. Ir en el ritmo como una nube va en el viento. No estar en, sino ser el movimiento. Ir en el ritmo como una nube va en el viento. No estar en, sino ser el movimiento. Cerrar el juicio, cerrar los ojos. Oír el clac con que se rompen los cerrojos. Cerrar el juicio, cerrar los ojos. Oír el clac con que se rompen los cerrojos. Bailar, 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 bailar. ¿Me guías tú o yo te guío? Me guías tú, o yo te guío. Me guías tú, o yo te guío. ¿Será que me guías tú, o que yo te guío? Mi cuerpo al tuyo y el tuyo al mío. Mi cuerpo al tuyo y el tuyo al mío. Los dos bebiendo de un mismo aire. El pulso latiendo y el muslo aprendiendo a leer en braille. Antes de conocer la agricultura. La idea es eternamente nueva. Cae la noche y nos seguimos juntando a bailar en la cueva. Bailar en la cueva. Bailar en la cueva. Bailar en la cueva. Bailar. Cuerpo al tuyo.
Okay, Jasmine, you know that my fascination with DJ producers and these sound collages. And this year I found a guy from Spain who's living in Mexico who fell in love with all of these cultural folk traditions in Mexico and mixed it up with his DJ thing. He's one of these international globe-hopping DJs. His name is Hector Guerra. The album is called Fantasy, Fantasy with a Z. And this is the title track. Starts with a little bit of banda from Sinaloa, juxtaposed over like a Veracruz harp, right? And then he just turns it out. There's a lot of stuff to enjoy. The whole album is like that. He uses all these different little cultural touchstones and then produces his own sound over it. I really like this record a lot.
Cool.
Next up is one of your favorites, actually one of our favorites, our guy AJ.
AJ used to front a Puerto Rican band, Davila 666. It was a huge crossover success as a garage band from Puerto Rico who just went to the U.S. and made it really big in among the, these audiences in the U.S. I mean, they were
the indie rock audience.
Oh,
the non-Latino indie rock audience.
Which is very rare,
right?
You know, for that crossover. And because they were just so good. And when that band broke up, a lot of fans were just heartbroken because they were one of the best bands to come out of the Caribbean in recent times, you know? I think we were all relieved when AJ released his album, his solo album, Terror de Amor. The album, it's just a lot of fun, you know? He's just like banging out these punk rock, garage, twist, grimy, one great song after another. And it's an album that has its very dark moments, but it's also very playful. You know, it's smart, but it's also very humorous. It's a lot like him, actually. He, you know, he was my neighbor in Mexico City. So much fun to hang out with, you know, but also like a guy that'll make you laugh and then will make you think and have a really serious conversation with you. And I think it's really awesome that an artist who is becoming so popular is still maintains such an edge. I brought in the track Jase, and it's a gem, and it's a great example of an album that is a gem.
Lots of respect for AJ Davila.
Can't wait to have him on the show.
Okay, well, we're in that rock vein. Another album that came out earlier this year that completely blew my socks off and combined my worlds of cumbia and heavy metal, if you can believe it. This is Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath, a tribute to Black Sabbath from the Austin band Brownout. I'm going to play the track Into the Void, which is one of the heavy metal classics, a headbanger classic. But if you listen to the whole track, there's some Afro-Cuban Santeria influences. There's some Latin funk horn influence. It's a great, great combination of all these influences and what the band is all about. We'll be right back. Okay, finally we're at the last song of the show. And I don't know if it's the most important song or the most important record release of the year, but I would say that it certainly was one of my favorites, if not the favorite, and certainly one of our favorite artists and one of the more important artists in Latin music.
Absolutely. So there's two really cool currents in Latin hip hop right now. You know, there's the younger kids who are doing kind of that style of very conspicuous hip hop, you know, trying to have fun, trying to spend whatever the money they get, and girls. And it's fun, you know, fun, debaucherous hip hop. And then there's the more traditional Latin hip hop, which is more political and socially conscious and almost like inheriting Nueva Trova, you know, inheriting that socially conscious type of folk Latin music. And within that second category, without a doubt, Ana Tijoux, the Chilean rapper, is the reigning queen, right? And I think this album, Vengo, there were two big hip-hop releases this year,
Calle 13
and Ana Tijoux. I've chosen to highlight Ana Tijoux's album because I think it is a fantastic example of how you can do an album that is very conscious, very poignant, but not preachy, not pesado, you know? Like, hey.
Heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if pesado would be heavy, but kind of like preachy, soapboxy. Mm-hmm. Introspective without being navel-gazy and insufferably narcissistic. And just having a good time, you know? You can be talking about something serious and have a great time. And this whole album feels like she's having a good time. I mean, she hasn't lost her edge or her seriousness, but having a good time. This song I brought is Vengo, the title track. And musically also, I mean, just listen to this music. I mean, she's rapping over an Andean flute section. And a band that sounds a little bit like it has some go-go influences. And when you think about those three elements, South American hip-hop, Andean flute section, and a kind of a go-go band feel.
A funk feel.
That could go terribly wrong. That could go downhill fast. But it's one of the best songs I've heard this year.
De respuestas con el manojo lleno y las venas abiertas, vengo como un libro abierto, ansiosa de aprender la historia no contada de nuestros ancestros, con el viento que dejaron los abuelos y que vive en cada pensamiento de esta amada tierra, tierra. Quien sabe cuidarlo es quien de verdad la quiera, vengo para mirar de nuevo, para verlo cierto y despertar el ojo ciego, sin miedo, tú y yo. Descolonicemos lo que nos enseñaron con nuestro pelo negro, con pómulos marcados, con el orgullo indio en el alma tatuado. Vengo con la mirada, vengo con la palabra, esa palabra hablada, vengo sin temor a no perder nada. Vengo como el niño que busca de su morada la entrada al origen, la vuelta de su cruzada. Vengo a buscar la historia silenciada, la historia de una tierra saqueada. Vengo con el mundo y vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones. Vengo agradecida al punto de partida. Vengo con la madera, la montaña y la vida. Vengo con el aire, el agua, la tierra y el fuego. Vengo a mirar el mundo de nuevo. Vengo con mis ideas como escudo, con el sentir humano a vivir este mundo, donde el hombre nuevo busca el contrapunto. Vengo humano, vengo como tú, en busca de la huella, de la pieza del árbol y de su corteza, que guarda en su memoria que el canto de victoria, cuando vimos de la tierra lloramos con tal euforia. Y abrimos así nuestros brazos, tan encadilados, y nos acurrucamos al origen de los tiempos, a la fuente del universo, donde yace el sentimiento de vivir este comienzo. Vengo con la sangre roja, con los pulmones llenos de rimas en mi boca, con los ojos rasgados, con la tierra en las manos. Venimos con el mundo y venimos con su canto. Vengo a construir un sueño, el brillo de la vida que habita en el hombre nuevo. Vengo buscando un ideal de un mundo sin clase que se pueda levantar. Vengo con los pájaros, vengo con las flores y los árboles, sus cantos. Vengo con el cielo y sus constelaciones. Vengo con el mundo y todas sus estaciones.
Ana Tijoux with her cut Vengo from the album Vengo. Jasmine, I wonder what our listeners think, okay? We'd really like to hear from you. Talk to us on Facebook and Twitter. What were some of your favorite releases of 2014? Let us know.
You can find us on Facebook or Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino.
And you can hear all these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. This has been a great year for 2014. Looking forward to lots of great new music in 2015.
And we have a Christmas special coming up, right?
We have a very wonderful Christmas special. It's a collection of music from Latin America going all the way back to the 15th century. That's all I'll say. So keep an eye out for that. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
This has been Alt Latino.
Vengo.